Hello, what is up, Braves Country? You have found the Braves Craze podcast. Today is Sunday, August 21st, 2022. This is the show you're looking for. I certainly hope and believe that it is. We talk Braves baseball. We talk transactions. We talk minor league players. We talk all sorts of rumors and news from the Braves, and we cover the games and tell you what happened and give you a little bit of a positive spin and give you some of the not so positive spin. So I hope you love the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate everyone for listening. If you will, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. Give me some feedback, if you will, on that as well. And hit me up on Twitter at Dr. Braze for any questions or anything you want to say or add about the show. I'll even talk about some of the topics on air if you want to hit me up on Twitter. So again, thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. It was a great week for the Braves this week. They went 5-2. That was 3 of 4 with the first place Mets at home. And it was 2 of 3 at home versus the Astros, who are actually in first place in the AL West. And the Braves' opponent and victim, shall I say, in last year's World Series. So, you know, everybody talks about the Braves can't beat good teams. Well, let's play some good teams and see what happens, because I think we just did that. We played one of the best teams in the National League in the Mets, and one of the best teams in the American League in the Astros, and we went 5-2 for the week. I also believe, if I'm adding right, that's 11 of our last 13, so the Braves are going well right now for sure, and they remain now 4 games behind the Mets in the National League East. So the Braves do have one more series at home, to end the season with the Mets. So if we can get close there, that might come down to the wire for us. It might be one of the biggest weekends we've seen in Atlanta in modern time, for sure, for baseball. So we got to keep plugging away. The Mets, I believe, are 5 for the last 5, and not counting today's result. The Braves were 9-1, not counting today's result as well. The Braves did lose today, as we know, in disappointing fashion. In a game I believe they should have won, and we'll talk about that situation in a bit. Certainly 2-2 in the 8th inning, and then the Braves give up 3 runs, come back and score 2 in the 9th, and only come up 1 run short in the series finale. Still winning the series, though, against Houston, 2-1. As I said, the big thing of the week was beating the Mets 3 out of 4. We really needed at least 3 out of 4 to stay in the pennant race for the division championship. We got that. Highlighted by a Max Fried outdueling of Jacob DeGrom in that last game of the series at home in Atlanta. So, again, great week for the Braves and great time to be a Brave. It did certainly down a little bit today, give us a little bit of a down ending the day of the week in a game I thought we should have pulled out with the Astros. Probably shouldn't have given up the runs we gave up to begin with. We'll talk about, as I said, that coming forth here soon. I got to talk about Marcell Ozuna. You know, Marcell's now had his second run-in in recent years. And last year, obviously, with the domestic violence situation that was reduced to a misdemeanor. But this week, Marcell was arrested for DUI and has the famous quote in video now that I'm Ozuna from the Braves, which I guess he thought might get him off of that a little bit. I don't know. But that has kind of gone viral. Ben Ingram on Braves Radio now announced him when he played today as Ozuna from the Braves. So, you know, not a good look for Marcell. It's sort of up in the air now what the Braves do with Ozuna. They made a statement and said they wouldn't further comment until they knew more of the legal process here. But a DUI is serious stuff. You really don't want to have that happening a lot. And with a guy already with a strike against him here with the Braves in the league, you got to wonder what Ozuna's future holds with the Braves. I got to say, it was maddening watching him play today. You know, you see the lineup coming out early today, and you have to just wonder, why is he out there? He was the last person I think that should have been playing today. I realize he's holding a roster spot, and he's got to make his money. But you had options with Eddie Rosario to play, or even Guillermo Heredia, and you all know I'm not a big Heredia guy, but I'd rather have Heredia out there today than Ozuna. And Marcell promptly struck out twice in his first 2 at-bats, received resounding boos from the home Atlanta crowd before he was lifted for a pinch hitter later in the game. I believe that was Eddie Rosario who pinch hit for him against the same pitcher he started against. So the matchup that Snit went with, he ended up pinch hitting him pinching for Ozuna later in the game to take him out. So I guess he maybe saw enough. You got a question to wonder why he played. I don't think the Braves fans wanted to see him out there. I didn't want to see him out there either. You know, you got to wonder too, does that not hurt the team right now? Because the distractions, we didn't need that. I think he's better off sitting and figuring out what's going to go on until we can figure out what to do with Marcel. I believe Marcel's time as a Brave will be coming to an end shortly. There's just too much baggage and distraction there. You know, the guy had a couple of good years for us for sure, especially the COVID short year we had. He was really good, arguably was right there with Freddie for the MVP. But ever since then, he has not been the same guy. Not hitting the ball. We all know he's not much of a defender. So we'll see what happens with Marcel. But he's still owed, I think, 2 more years of a pretty big contract. So it's going to cost the Braves to release him unless there's some loophole somewhere about the legal issues that I don't know that that's the case. But there is something to be said here for Ozuna playing and why he did play today. And, again, I don't think that was a wise or popular decision that Snit made to get him out there. So, moving on from the Ozuna stuff here, again, which will probably linger for a while until something happens. Ronald Acuna. You know, we've talked about Ronald playing better lately, and he has. And, you know, I'm a huge Ronald Acuna fan. I want to see him get well. He just continues to limp and look hurt. He took a couple swings last night on Saturday where he was in the box and just didn't look right. Also ran in the outfield to catch a couple balls and looked really, really ginger out there. Was running carefully, limping. Doesn't go back on the ball very well in the outfield. It just scares me to death, y'all. It really does. I mean, Ronald is a guy we got to have. We got to have the Ronald Acuna back we had 2 years ago before he got hurt. And he was probably the best player in the National League. If he wasn't, he's in the top two. I think he was. He hasn't been that guy. And again, he's still hitting the ball hard. I've talked about it before. I think he's hustling. I think he's doing all he can. He's just not driving the ball. He's not driving off that leg. He's starting to hit for average. He's been thrown out stealing a few times recently. But he's just not driving the ball, not hitting for power. And I got to wonder, are we doing the wrong thing here by playing him the way we are? He was DH'ing today after playing Saturday night in the outfield. That was sort of an indication to me that something was going on with his leg. Again, he wasn't 100%. So, you know, I love Ronald. The Braves need Ronald down the stretch for the pennant race. But we need Ronald well long-term for the rest of that contract that he's going to be here, and I want him here. He is one of the, if not the franchise guy for this team if he gets right. And I think, you know, I'm not sure what to do here. Do you sit him and try to get him well? We probably lost the window to do that if we're going to do it, because now if he sits, he may miss the rest of the season or at least through the playoffs, up to the playoffs. So, you know, it's a dilemma. No one's talking about this very much, maybe but me. But I am very worried about Acuna. I'm hoping we're not doing long-term damage, hoping he doesn't need another surgery after the season to correct whatever's going on with that knee. An ACL injury, and his was a pretty bad one, is a big deal to come back from. He's a great athlete. He wants to play. He's a great kid. We want him to succeed. We need Ronald Acuna to be Ronald Acuna, and he's just not there. So, Ronald, man, get well. We love you, buddy, and I hope he gets better and starts playing the way we know he can. He's given us a lot right now. But I kind of asked the Braves at this point in time to think about this when they make a decision, because Ronald Acuna we need long-term as opposed to just short-term. So need him now too for sure, but I don't think he's right. Moving on to Michael Harris a second again. I think I discussed the deal briefly last week, but we paid Michael Harris 8 years for $72 million, locking that core up. He is now one of the other core players with Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Ozzy Albies, who's been locked up long-term for this team. you know, the Harris deal was kind of strange to me. I'm all for it. I think he's a great player, very deserving of the contract. On the rookie deal, though, he's probably got 6 years, making a lot less than he's getting paid right now. I don't know the exact terms of the rookie deal he was on, but with arbitration years, he probably would have been making closer to 7, 8, 9. In some of those last couple years. But I get it, after that, you probably had to pay him a lot more. But you probably bought 2 or 3 years extra here at a you know, $8 million, whatever it may be, $8.5, $9 million salary per year. So, which is fine. I think Harris is one of our guys we got to lock up. I'm not upset with this at all. And when I say lock up, lock down to a contract, keep him in Atlanta for a long time. He is now signed for 8 years at $72 million total. So congrats to Michael Harris. I couldn't be happier to have him here for quite some time, as we have the other guys I mentioned with Riley, Olson, Ozzie, Ronald. The list goes on with some of those guys. So got to mention Dansby Swanson. That's the next guy we got to figure out and sign to a long-term deal. I was beginning to wonder if Dansby was not going to be back because of a guy like Vaughn Grissom ascending to the major so quickly. Dansby's going to bring in some pretty good cash, and the word is now they're working on a deal with Dansby. He does have Freddie Freeman. The former agent of Freeman is representing Dansby. So you got to figure he's going to get paid. I really don't know what to expect. You got to figure we're looking at $12-plus million a year for Dansby for at least 4 to 5 years, if not a little more, because he has really improved and become really, really good at the plate. We all know he's one of the best defenders that there is. So I want Dansby back, but I really thought he might not be coming back, but now we're talking, which is great. The other options, if you didn't sign Dansby, I just mentioned Vaughn Grissom. He's been a phenom coming up here, hitting the ball and playing second base. He plays shortstop in the minor leagues. Vaughn does and did. I'm not sure Grissom is a major league shortstop defensively, I'll be honest. He's a big guy. It's yet to be seen if he can play that position in the majors. He seems fine at second base. He's not special out there, but we know when Ozzie comes back, that's Ozzie's position. So what do you do with Vaughn Grissom is one of the questions we'll come back to in a second. But other options for the Braves to try to sign externally would be Trey Turner, Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts are the three biggest names out there. You got to figure all three of those guys probably get paid more than Dansby. Bogaerts might be the guy that would be similar to Dansby as far as a comp, as far as salary. But I figured the Braves would try to bring Dansby back before getting one of those guys. I doubt we can pay for Trey Turner or Correa, who I bet get a lot of money. I will say, if we don't get Dansby, a guy like Trey Turner to bat in the top of the order and lead off and steal bases would be a great fit. But Dansby's a great fit, so I would love to keep Dansby around. Hopefully Alex and the Braves get that one done. So let's move on to some odd things this week we saw happen. Freddie Tarnock, I mentioned last week he was called up, one of the Braves' better pitching prospects. Starting pitcher was at AAA, spent a lot of time at AA last year. Electric arm, throws mid to high 90s. Came in and relieved in a game this week and looked like a bit looked a bit lost. I mean, you can see the stuff was there for sure. Freddie was sent back to AAA to go back to that rotation. So, again, no big problem with Freddie coming up, but kind of a strange thing for him to come up and make a debut like he did as a starting pitcher in the bullpen. So Freddie Tarnock's a guy I think we'll see at some point in time this year to next year in a rotation. He may be dealt somewhere next year because our rotation is pretty solid, pretty strong, but you got to figure maybe there's one spot opening up. Maybe Charlie Morton's spot. He doesn't come back. I don't know. But there's going to be a spot there, but you got a lot of competition with guys like I'm drawing a blank here. Sorry, Kyle Muller, guys in AAA down there that have pitched this year that look really good. So, you know, Muller seems to be one of the most obvious choices. Bryce Elder also. Ian Anderson is kind of off that list right now. So we'll see what happens, but Tarnock's a guy that's in there. Also a starting pitcher to be brought back up and at least his name brought up again, Mike Soroka. He's been down and doing some minor league starts with very good results. I believe he started today at AAA and allowed two runs. Wasn't quite as sharp, I read, as he was in some of the earlier starts, but this was a AAA start. You got to love Mike Soroka, man. When he went down with those injuries, he was our top pitching prospect. He was the guy that I thought was going to be our one starter for a long time. Those two freak Achilles injuries. And now Soroka is back there battling. You know, he made a comment that he thought his sinker was as good as ever, better than ever. If Mike Soroka comes back to something like he was to this rotation anytime soon, we're going to be scary because that rotation right now, I tell you, you watch these guys against the Mets and against the Astros go out there and just dominate. Just dominate. And Soroka's a guy you add in there can really, really move the needle for this team. Plus, again, who doesn't love Mike Soroka? I certainly am a big fan of his and want him to succeed. So we will see what happens with Mike Soroka. But so far, so good with the young man from Canada. So a couple of other moves this week the Braves made. We acquired Tyler White. Used to be a prospect first baseman and released, Greg Bird. I'm sorry, Mike Ford, not Greg Bird. Mike Ford was a young man we had up a couple times. He was released for Tyler White. So Tyler's at AAA. He's a big, strong, power-hitting first baseman that could come up and be some insurance if we needed it, I guess. So nothing wrong with that. Feel bad for Travis DeMeritt, who was DFA'd a few days ago. Travis played well for the Braves for a while this year and then just kind of bottomed out. Couldn't get it done, couldn't make contact. He was at AAA, and the Braves did release and move on from Travis DeMeritt from a DFA. So there's that. Again, I really like Travis, and I think he was a guy that did look good for a while, but Travis is probably going to be elsewhere. With Ire Adrianza and Orlando Arcia hurt, the Braves called up Ryan Goins from AAA to play infield. He's a middle infield backup guy, not much of a hitter, but a pretty good defender, got some speed. Not a young guy, been around a while. Goins up, the Braves went without a backup infielder for a bit. And when Dansby got hit in the head with the helmet, I was wondering what they're going to do if he came out, but Dansby stayed in there with the cut and the bandage you saw he wore. So I guess the Braves need to bring up that backup guy. They really did. So Goins is the guy right now. I don't think he's going to do a whole lot for us, probably play in an emergency situation. I go back to Phil Goslin. I'd really like to have him back right now. He would be a nice fit in this spot for this team. But now I believe he caught on with the Angels, I think. He's getting to play a little bit there in the majors. So good for Phil. But the Braves have Ryan Goins now as a backup middle infielder, maybe even a corner guy if need be for this team. So I want to talk about the fifth starter again because I talked about Mueller and Elder and some of the guys down there in AAA that we want to see up more. Jake Odorizzi, who we traded for on the Will Smith deal, brought in Jake for Will Smith with Houston, pitched against the Mets and was mediocre again. He hasn't been terrible by any means. He's been fine, I guess, or okay. But he is probably the weakest link on this pitching staff right now. Again, you ask yourself, I'd rather have Ian Anderson. I'd rather have Kyle Mueller. I'd rather have Bryce Elder right now than these guys. Than Odorizzi at that fifth spot. And going to the playoffs, Odorizzi probably goes into the bullpen, becomes a spot guy, long guy. And with some veteran, experience, he's got that, where some of our kids wouldn't. But his arm talent is nowhere near that of the guys I mentioned, I think. So we'll see. And then Tarnock's a guy I don't think's quite ready, but he's got a lot more ability, I believe, than Odorizzi. So, I wonder where we'll be with this late in the season. You really can't keep sending Jake out there if he's not getting you in the game and not really pitching his best when you got the options, like I mentioned. If Soroka comes back, it would be great to see him get in there as well. And that's the guy that we all want there if he's Mike Soroka. But we'll see how that works out. I'm sure he'll get another star or two in AAA before being activated to come up and pitch. And then interesting to see how the Braves use Mike. Will he start? Will he relieve first? I would hope he gets a start, but we'll have to wait and see on that one too. So I wanted to talk about the Braves rookies again a second, in particular Vaughn Grissom, Spencer Strider, and Michael Harris. The Braves minor league system has not been ranked very high for a while now. We keep saying this team is in the bottom tier of the minor league system, so we keep bringing up studs. I said it a few weeks ago. We're going to win the rookie of the year for this team. It's just a matter of which person wins it. Vaughn Grissom hadn't been up long enough, so he will not win that, I'm sure, but he is very good right now, and he looks like he's one of the better rookies in baseball. But Strider and Harris are just ridiculous. And, I heard Brian Jordan talking today on the pregame show about Harris has got to win that because he's an everyday player. Of course, Brian was an outfielder, everyday player as well. And Michael Harris is a tremendous talent. He's very deserving of that. But Spencer Strider, do we realize how good this guy is right now? He went out a couple nights ago against Houston and just locked them down, hitting 100 miles an hour on Saturday evening, consistently in the high 90s, was just tremendous. Gave up one home run early and then was lights out. As much as I love Michael Harris, I think Strider might be the rookie of the year because I just think he's been that effective. And Harris, again, very deserving, going to be a cornerstone in center field for a long, long time. But Spencer Strider has number one starter stuff and then some. And he's on a team with maybe already two number ones in Kyle Wright and Max Fried. Our rotation, folks, I'm telling you, when it gets down to it, I'm not sure I don't take those three guys over anybody. And I know the Mets with DeGrom, I know the Mets with Scherzer are really, really good. But Freed outpitched DeGrom a bit, and we won that game. So I just feel like those three guys, with Strider being the wild card, he's the guy that can almost be unhittable from time to time. And I think that gives us a great edge down the stretch in a playoff series with those three guys, not to mention Charlie Morton in the mix. If Soroka comes back in there, I guess Odorizzi might be a fifth starter but might go to the bullpen in a playoff series. You've got the young kids I've already mentioned, which I really like Kyle Muller a lot. So, you know, you've got so many pitching options, and we're so good there. But, you know, take your pick on Rookie of the Year. I love them both. I do. I'm leaning Strider now because of how dominant he is, though, on that mound. The Braves have not had a guy that had that high-velocity arm like that probably since John Smoltz. And even now, Strider's even more than that, than Smoltz threw 96 probably. Strider's hitting 100, man. It's just consistent. He's so strong. His lower body is so strong. He's kind of a freak of nature out there, man, when he pitches, and I love what he's doing. Of course, again, you got to love Michael Harris again. I've already said it, so I'm not against Michael at all. I'm for Michael by all means. Either one of those guys, you know, deserve it. Both of them really deserve this, so we'll see what happens, but it's a great situation for the Braves to have two and even three guys, counting Grissom now, rookies that are so good. So my last topic of the day is I want to talk about some really odd decision-making this week by the Braves and Brian Snitker. Now, let me just say, and I've said it before, Snit's the man. I do not think the Braves need a different manager. I'm not going to think that Brian Snitker is the right guy for the job. You know, we've done some odd things, and this week there's three or four things I want to bring up that were really, really odd. I already brought up one, that's Ozuna playing today. I wouldn't have played Ozuna. I don't think that was a good idea, and that happened. But I want to talk a minute about Dylan Lee. Dylan Lee's been really good. This is my first odd decision, by the way. Lee's been really good for this team. He's been one of the unsung heroes. He's kind of been Snit's go-to guy, much like he used Luke Jackson last year. In the game a lot, leverage situations, he's in there. The last week to week and a half, Dylan Lee has not been very good. He's been great all year. He looks like to me he's worn out, tired. The league's figuring him out a little bit. He's not a guy with lights-out stuff. He doesn't throw high 90s. He can hit 93, 94, maybe 95. Good command, great poise out there. But today, when Dylan Lee came in the eighth inning, first thing I thought was he's gotten hit around the last couple times. This is not going to end well. And sure enough, three runs later, it didn't end well. So I think the bullpen usage has been a little bit strange of late. I mentioned he got Tarnock in. He used Jackson Stevens in a leverage spot a few nights ago that didn't pay off. So the bullpen is probably getting a little taxed. The right-handed relievers out there. Kirby Yates is another guy I'm going to kind of put as a head-scratcher for Snit's decision-making. Kirby Yates is a guy that was a great pitcher 2 years ago for the Padres. He was a closer, dominant guy. We know he's had Tommy John. We know he's trying to come back. He went to a rehab stint. He's been pretty bad since he's come up to Atlanta. And you know, Snit's put him in a few high-leverage roles. We're in a pennant race, guys. You can't really afford to throw him out there in a tough spot when he's not very good and just trying to let him work it out. So Lee has been good most of the year. He's not been good of late. Snit's been using him, trying to work him out. And then Yates as well has come in and cost us a couple times. So very curious decision things by Snit there that I wasn't a big fan of. So we will see what he does going forward. But Dylan Lee looks to me like he's really tired. He's pitched a lot. He's almost every day, it seems like, sometimes. They're using Yates less abundantly, but he has not been very good, and he has been in some pretty high leverage spots. So those are the two guys that I scratch my head about right now. I think they both got to pitch better for us. But I think Snit's got to be careful using those guys when they're struggling. And my biggest head scratcher for the week, and we got away with this with a 5-2 record most of the games, but William Contreras hadn't played very much. I just do not understand how we do not get his bat in the lineup. You know, with the exception of Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson, and probably Ronald Acuna, there's not a better hitter on this team right now than William Contreras. And I'm not suggesting to bench Travis d'Arnaud. He had a big hit for us, but I think these guys, as I said before, they've got a DH. When the other one is not playing or starting at catcher, they got a DH. Especially Contreras, who to me is the more dynamic hitter of the two catchers. Although certainly d'Arnaud is a good hitter, and I think both of those guys are better than Eddie Rosario and Marcelo Ozuna playing in the outfield. And probably Robbie Grossman as well in the outfield. And I know Chadwick Trump was our catching third catcher to come up and give us insurance, and I understand we need the insurance there, but you got to get Contreras' bat in there when he's not catching. And I just get kind of angry watching other guys play when Wild Bill is sitting watching this team when he has hit so well and had so many big hits on the season. Finally, I want to mention Grossman. I like Robbie Grossman. You know, when we made that trade, it didn't do a lot for me. I was like, wow, Robbie Grossman, really? Robbie Grossman's a good ball player. He's not going to win any awards. He did hit some home runs last year, but he's not a big power guy. But he's hit a couple big homers for us already. We heard about him hitting only righties. Man, he's our only lefties. He's killing righties right now from the left side. And, you know, Grossman needs to be playing in the outfield before Ozuna and before Rosario in my mind right now. And I love Eddie. You know, Eddie was a guy that was great for us in the playoffs last year. But let's be honest. Eddie's still hitting below 200. He's hitting a .185. He's had enough time now to raise the average, and it's still hitting up. So Rosario is not doing much for us. Ozuna's been really, really bad. We'll see what his future holds. Get more Contreras in the lineup at DH. Get more Grossman in the outfield right now. Hopefully the things get better. Again, Snit did not have a bad week, but there were a few head-scratchers, and I do feel like the move to bring in Lee today cost us, and I think Lee was not the right guy. And I love Lee. He's been great, but he's not been good of late, and I think that was a decision I would not have made today. But again, Brian Snicker's won the World Series. He's a world champion. So, Brian, I love you. I'm not on your case, man. You're the right guy for this job. Again, all in all, super great week for the Braves. 5 out of 7 against quality teams that we supposedly never play, according to the media, but obviously we do, and these were two of the ones we played and we beat them. The Braves go on the road to play at Pittsburgh and at St. Louis this week, so we got to keep pushing, keep winning, need to go out and win. Most of our games, if not go all of them this week, to keep up with the Mets. The Mets are still 4 games up on us, so we will see what happens, but support the Braves this week. Tune in, watch the broadcast. If you can get to Atlanta, go watch them. Support our team. We're coming down the home stretch here. Still leading the wild card by a pretty comfortable margin, but we want to get that division lead. Have a great week, everybody. Go get them, Braves.